You're listening to the Andra Segovia Show.
Welcome to the Andra Segovia Show, everyone. This is a PSA, and I am Andres, your host. In this episode, I want to give a word of advice that I received through the California Association of Realtors, which is a great reminder because it's meant to hand out basically to those affected by the wildfires here in California. And for those of you that are in fire adverse areas, this could also apply to you as well, because unfortunately this time of year, the holidays that we're thinking about getting together is a fire season, and people have been affected by these fires. So one of the unfortunate things that we have here in the United States as a whole is that whenever there are natural disasters, an act of God and such, whether it's a hurricane, an earthquake, tornadoes, or in this case wildfires, there's always a symptom of looters, those that just try to take advantage of those that have lost and basically kick them while they're down, throw salt on the wound, insult them while they're at it because they're taking away more of the stuff that survived and they want to keep it for themselves. It's an unfortunate thing because one of the biggest stories that came out of the Japanese tsunami earthquake incident about a decade ago was that there was not one reported case of looting. So why is that a problem here in this country? Some of you already know the answer. That's not what I'm going to get into. But what the point is that there are looters and also scammers, and scammers unfortunately take advantage of people when they're at their most vulnerable. So if you have a house that suffered from damage from a wildfire, here are three little steps that you can take to protect yourself, because the one that's going to look after yourself the most is yourself, not the government, not an insurance. They're there for a reason, of course, and they'll do what they can, but the one that has your interest first and foremost is you, yourself. So one, make sure that whoever is inspecting your home is legitimate. Remember that the Federal Emergency Management Administration, FEMA, and the Small Business Administration, SBA staff, will never ask to see your banking information or charge you for disaster assistance. Do not give out your personal information. I can't stress that enough. Number two, make sure your contractor is legitimate. Only deal with licensed contractors. The construction company that I manage is licensed, bonded, and insured. So they go beyond just being licensed. You can ask also for physical verification of the person's license, because the contractor is supposed to have it, not always on his person, but at least a copy of it, because they don't want to lose the original, you know, because you can't just get it replaced. So at least to prove that they have an active license, and if they have employees, to also have workman's comp that protects their employees, because the last thing you want is for an employee that injures themselves on the that has an incident on the property being repaired or reconstructed ends up suing both the contractor and yourself. That's not a headache that you want. You want to make sure that they have, that the contractor that has employees is does have workman's comp. If they're a sole contractor, they are not obligated to have workers' comp. Just throwing that out there. And number three, to make sure you're not a victim or a perpetrator of price gouging. The part about perpetrators, for those of us that are in the industry, for my fellow agents, hopefully you're understanding the situation. I know about supply and demand, and there's also something about all take into consideration the situation people are in. So just be aware, those price gouging laws prohibit raising rental housing, for example, by more than 10% following the declaration of a state of emergency. Please note that price gouging is a complicated issue. So for more details, visit the California Attorney General's website. You know what? This is a long link. I'll still read it out, but I'm going to leave it linked on the show notes accompanying this episode so you can check it out there. It's oag.ca.gov/consumers/price gouging during disasters. One long sentence, I know. But I'll leave that link for you to also pull it up. So that's my PSA for all of you. I hope you're all safe. And if you were affected by the fires, our thoughts and prayers are with you. We're looking forward to seeing you get back on your feet. And for those agents that are in the area, please, let's do our part then and help our neighbors that are in need. So thank you so much for tuning into this PSA. The Andrew Segovia Show continues every Monday, and I hope that you tune in then. Until next time, this is Andres signing out.